It's immediately after the close of our last episode, as in the nightclub headquarters of JT's crime syndicate. August Jansen leaves JT and Gordy's office. Now Gus crosses the main floor, glances at the maintenance crew preparing for opening night, enters the deserted cocktail lounge. The lounge is shadowy, but the ornate decorations, crystal fixtures, bottles stacked in tiers behind the bar, especially the bottles, gleam in the light which comes through the wall of glass brick. Gus Jansen stops, leans his elbows on the bar, gazes at his ghostly reflection in the mirror, and thinks...
It's been a long time since I stood at a bar and looked at me, looking back at me. here we are again. Right back where I started. It's like riding a merry-go-round. Yeah. Same old merry-go-round. Round and round and back where I started. Or almost. I haven't got back to Suzanne. No. I haven't got back to Miss Barclay. Not yet. Maybe I'll get back to Sue Barclay. I ride the merry-go-round long enough and far enough. Maybe. Something to think about, eh? Gus, your mind's wandering. What are you looking at? Those bottles on the other side of the bar? Well, what do you know? Look at all the pretty bottles. You say I can't reach one of them? Oh, you don't think I should get one? Why not? That's what they're for, isn't it? Now, look, don't tell me it's okay for some guys, but not for me. I want a drink. I'll take a drink. I'll show you. I'll reach out and take...
Gus, I've got to talk to you.
Well, if it isn't Miss Fasina who's in charge of entertainment, how do you do, Miss Fasina?
I'm not doing good, and neither are you.
I'm doing okay, Tony. I'm riding the merry-go-round.
What?
It goes round and round without going anywhere, if you know what I mean.
No. Gus, listen. You were right about Gordy and Kate Beaton. Only it's worse than I thought. Are you listening to me? Say, have you been dodging me?
Tony.
If I hadn't seen you sneak in here to look at yourself in the mirror...
I didn't sneak. I rode in here on a merry-go-round.
Are you drunk?
No, Tony, I'm not drunk. I'm not...
Yeah. You don't dare take a drink. Gus, look at me. You've got to do something.
I am. I'm riding the merry-go-round. It's my own personal means of transportation.
Gus, if I didn't know better, I think you are drunk.
Not yet. Let me tell you about this merry-go-round. You don't grab a brass ring. You grab a bottle.
What?
You reach over like this, see? And you grab a bottle. I grab the brass ring, Tony.
Gus, don't.
Nah, baby, mustn't touch.
Don't open it. You know what'll happen. If you take a drink, you'll drain the bottle.
Then I'll get another one. There's lots of bottles.
Give me that.
Uh-uh, I need it.
Why? What happened?
A little friend showed me I'm still going round and round.
What happened?
I came back, Tony. I've been doing good. The big boss was smiling at me again. Your little pal made a chump out of me right in front of the big boss. So here I am back where I started.
Gus, don't open it.
Watch how I break the seal. I'm good at this, baby.
Gus, please.
I'm all washed up. Tony!
I won't let you!
Shouldn't have done that, Tony. But at least I didn't break.
So, Gordy was right, huh? About you. Laugh? Oh, he laughed at you when he heard you were coming back. And Gordy called his shot.
Called his shot? How?
Oh, you didn't worry him, big boy. Gordy had you figured from a way back. You know what he said? Gus can't take it, he said. He's a front runner. You watch, Tony. I'm going to stomp him. I'm going to break him. Gus, if you take a drink, you are licked. You know it as well as I do. So don't give up.
What do you care about me, baby?
You? I don't care if you roll in the gutter. After you help me get Gordy back.
What do you want him for? Is he your merry-go-round?
Where do you get off asking me? He's a better man than you. You're only a weak, sniveling kid.
Nix, Tony.
Gordy was right about you.
No.
You said...
The truth is, I made a chump out of myself. He didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
Keep talking and I'll slap you again.
No. I talked enough to see if you've got anything inside you. At least you've got enough to slap a woman. Have you got more than that, Gus?
Hmm? You needled me to make me pop you.
You think I mind that? I'd let you beat me with a club if I could have Gordy. I'll fight for him, but I don't know what to do. You know, Gus, you're smart.
I used to think so.
You are, unless you fry your brains in liquor. I'm not smart, Gus, but I know I want Gordy. I want him to forget that redhead and come back to me. I don't know what you want, but whatever it is, you can either fight for it or take a dive in the bottle. But don't kid yourself, big boy. Don't dress it up in fancy talk about a merry-go-round. If you wind up in the bottle, it'll be because Gordy put you there. What's going to happen when you wake up and call yourself the things I called you? You will, too, because you're smart, and you don't kid yourself forever. You going to slap your own face, Gus?
You know, you're good for me, Tony.
Now, you're going to bust it up between Gordy and Kate?
Okay, if you want to try.
You just tell me what to do. Even if it means...
Yeah?
You know what I'm getting at. Even if it means getting rid of her.
Play for keeps, don't you, baby?
I know what I want.
Hmm. Well, that's out. The big boss wants to use her for something.
Okay, we'll do it another way. How?
We'll have to work on her.
I'll work on her.
No, Tony. We'll have to win her confidence. Make her trust us. Make her think we're her friends. She's only a kid. We can put it over. But that's the first thing. Make her like us. Can you do that?
I don't like it, but... Okay. Then?
Then we'll have to watch our chance.
Okay, but what we do?
Make friends. And then light a little fire under her. You do what I tell you?
Sure. Only let's do something.
Okay, Tony. We'll start as of now. As soon as you leave here, make a point of seeing Kate Beekman. And when you talk to her...
Meanwhile, in the office of Attorney Perry Mason...
Yeah. Yeah, all right, Paul, but look, you'll have to keep digging.
Oh, anything, Chief?
No, only that Paul says that he... What's that?
Oh, it came by special messenger from Lieutenant Halverson.
Oh, well, give me.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, tear sheet.
What?
Police poster with Suzanne Barclay's picture and description.
Oh, let me see. Mm-hmm. Poor Perry, she's really lovely. Funny, she reminds me of Kate Beekman.
Huh? Why?
Well, they're both young and pretty and headstrong.
Yeah.
And they're alike in another way. Kate is hiding something.
Now, Bella.
Yes, she is. Or why doesn't she want you to see where she works?
Well, there could be a dozen explanations.
Yes, she could be hiding a lot of things.
Bella.
I'm sorry, Perry, but Sue Barclay does remind me of Kate. Oh, now, look, I don't think for a second that Kate is mixed up with the syndicate or anybody in it. But I am worried because she's hiding something from her folks.
Well, actually,
she lied to you. Anyway, I'm glad we're going out there to dinner.
No. Because you're worried about Kate, or...
Because I'm worried about Kate. And because I'm hungry, too. Think they serve a good steak?
Which reminds me, I'll have to stop by the bank.
Oh, why?
Well, you don't want to wash dishes for a steak. Type up a check for me to sign. We'll stop off on our way home.
You heard what happened between August Jansen and Tony Fassina. You know Kate Beekman is in danger. But I can tell you Perry Mason is on the brink of a key discovery in regard to Suzanne Barclay and August Jansen and Kate Beekman. By all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?